We're going to look ahead now and turn the page. In an election year full of tension, conflict, and anticipation, we've got a pair of conventions this summer. That's no surprise. Denver and the Democrats go first, and there have already been numerous comparisons with the chaos and protests from the 68 convention in Chicago. Minneapolis and the Republicans will follow this summer, and the GOP, associated with an unpopular war, has its own worries about security. Both cities are apparently consulting with the New York Police Department on how to prepare for their conventions. New York City was the site of the 2004 Republican convention, and the NYPD's aggressive and preemptive tactics with protesters 4 years ago were expensive and remain controversial. Are they a good model for 2008? WNYC's reporter Bob Henley covered the 2004 Republican convention. He joins us now to break down what the stakes are in this season and whether the NYPD is a template for Denver and Minneapolis. Bob, thanks for joining us. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I guess in the case of New York City, they've paid out some $1.5 million since the events of 2004 in terms of tort claim damages against people that were arrested who were convicted of no crime. There are 80 unresolved cases, all kinds of litigation, including a landmark case where the New York City Liberties Union is trying to get a hold of documents to flesh out the heretofore undisclosed New York City police intelligence effort, which is apparently global in scope.
Let's describe those tactics. Could we basically the court documents paint a portrait of the NYPD acting very preemptively, infiltrating groups in advance of the convention, and then the arrest tactics meant they were throwing a very, very wide net. Is that correct?
Well, actually, they were using a net in some cases. The question, they took into custody some 1,800 people. Very few of the charges stuck. The civil liberties groups contend that this amounted to preventive detention because the people were, unlike prior demonstrations in New York City where civil disobedience was involved, people were processed and kept in the system much longer than people who had done, you know, crimes. And so from the civil libertarian point of view, this was, like I say, preventive detention. Once George Bush left New York City, then they were released. And then in many cases, local judges tried to get access to these people. They weren't produced. Now, on the other side of it, there are people, including Mayor Bloomberg, Police Commissioner Kelly, and I might say other people in law enforcement around the country, who look at the RNC as a model of hundreds of thousands of people did come to New York City to protest, some 400,000 at that one big march. And so they look at it like everyone came to express themselves, and they did. And the only serious injury that day was a police officer on a motor scooter who was knocked down by a protest.
Well, let's see what Denver officials are thinking of when they're looking to the NYPD's tactics here. Here's Mark Silverstein, who's a Colorado ACLU lawyer, who's talking about his suspicions about the Denver Police Department in anticipation of this convention.
Several years ago, we obtained documents that showed that the Denver police were systematically gathering information on how law-abiding advocacy organizations were exercising their First Amendment rights, keeping files on those organizations and their political activities.
Now, is that related specifically to the convention? What does
no,
that tell
it's
you?
No, it's not. It's something that really informs the atmosphere. There was something called the Spy Files cases, which was resolved back in 2003. The Colorado civil libertarian groups were able to document that the Denver police were keeping records on such radical groups as the American Friends Service, and in many cases inaccurately characterizing them as potentially dangerous. And so there was a resolution of it, a consent decree, if you will, like a stipulation between the police department and the civil liberties groups that they would reform this process. The problem is that there's a kind of suspicion out there about this. The terms of that agreement ironically end in 2008, right in the midst of setting up for the convention. So there's a kind of paranoia on that part. And that's another thing very important here to keep in mind is trust is a very important thing to establish for all the people involved in this, both the protesters and the police. And both cities are doing their best to try to send a signal that things will be different. In the
case
of
both
St.
cities,
Paul,
both cities have a protocol for protesters, places for protesters to gather, not right at the convention. And of course, as we know from the election, there's going to be plenty of tension inside the convention hall among the credentialed delegates. Bob Henley,
right.
Reporter for WNYC.
Thanks
for joining us.